Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. All right. I hope that you are just starting your day in a positive way, waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And Chad, are you awake?
I am awake.
Okay. Good deal. How are you?
I'm ready and rolling.
Yeah. You're almost on vacation, aren't you?
Almost. But I have a big brunch tomorrow.
I know. I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can I change my menu? I'm on this eating plan now all of a sudden.
I'm like,
I know. It's all good. I'll have one more day of like eating, you know.
What did you order? The pancakes?
Yes, I did. Of course. You know, I mean, red velvet pancakes.
I know. And I've tasted them several times and they're actually
very, very
good.
So what did you order? I want to know.
I did the eggs Benedict.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. So I did an eggs Benedict. I'll give those to my husband.
Exactly.
He could cheat one more day.
And they don't really have an option, do they?
No. Oh, anyways. All right. Tom, how are you?
Everything's great.
Good, good.
It's my birthday.
Oh, really? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Wow, to you.
I'm not a singer.
I know. We're not.
But that was still good.
I know. Yeah. I don't even want to like go there, but yeah, we're all good. Well, anyways, I want to start, of course, our day with a little bit of motivation. The pages of yesterday cannot be revised, but the pages of tomorrow are blank, and you hold the pen. Make it an inspiring story. We are the producers of our own life. And when we wake up and things aren't going the way we want them to, or we're waiting for somebody else to make us happy, you're cheating yourself. And so take your life into your own hands, really, and make this your best day. That's what it's all about.
You know I'm all about that.
I know.
Take
responsibility. And you know, it's interesting because I've had a lot of calls this week of people that, you know, maybe they're not in the right job, maybe they're not in the right relationship, but we can change that.
You know, and it's okay that if you're not in the right job or the right relationship, you just take the moment for what it is and you work through it.
Yeah, it's almost like just sit back, watch, and listen, and all the right things and all the right tools will kind of start, you know. I always go, okay, there must be a little cloud over me. Now, okay, let me just try to shift this.
Yeah. And you and I are go-getters. So, yeah. So you know, nothing in life comes easy. I mean, and if it does, good for you. But for me, it hasn't. So I keep working and I keep persevering. And
same here.
Keep going.
Same here. And I try to turn my day around.
Yes.
If I'm having one of those days. What do you think, Tom?
I'm in total agreement.
And a cocktail never hurts.
Oh, yes, there you go. Right. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, again, if you
are just... Well, it might hurt. It might hurt.
Yeah. You would not like me on a couple cocktails.
I would like you on a couple cocktails.
I get like, okay, this is really fun. So anyways, all right. Again, for anybody that's just starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano want to show the brighter side of life. I am really excited. We've got a couple great shows. And again, we're here all the way till 8 o'clock. I know everybody's been asking me about our 2 o'clock show. And I just want to say, you know what? At this time, I just had to take that time off and you know, it might come back. I don't know. But, you know, we're featuring all of our stuff in our 2 hours right here. And so, again, I appreciate all of you. They're like, tell me what happened to your 2 o'clock show. Why aren't you on?
You know what? You looked, you listened, and you made a change.
Exactly. Thank you. And yeah, for right now.
Now my 2 to 3 every Saturday is a dark hole of hell.
I know.
That's okay. I'm not really blaming you.
I know. Thank you. Does that sound really? But anyways, I am really excited about our show. I do want to remind you that we have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and I'd love to get that in all of your hands. It tells about all of our guests. It tells about all of the events that are happening. And oh my gosh, there are so many events happening right now. I can't even begin to tell you. But anyways, so when you call in, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You can also email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, kind of all over. I mean, you know, if you have an event or business that you want to shout out, you want to get more exposure, call us. We'd love to share that with all of you. Again, for anybody that's just waking up, you are starting your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. Our first two guests, twins, of course, Judy Zucker and Shari Zucker, are the authors of The Memory Diet. Don't you think we need The Memory Diet? I was like so excited. Could you imagine if you could eat and it could actually make your memory better? So they've got more than 150 healthy recipes for proper care and feeding of your brain.
I was thinking something totally different.
Oh, my God.
The body was remembering what you ate. I wasn't thinking it was helping my memory.
Whatever. All right.
I was thinking it was adding the pounds.
Oh, yeah. So now we're both. You look really good. How much are you down now?
I'm down 10.
God. So what are you doing different?
Exercising.
What a concept. You know, I was telling the girl that I'm going to be working. She's going to come on our show. She's amazing. I said, I walk every day. And she goes, that's not exercising.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what do you mean?
You have to raise your heart rate. You have to get the cardio
in
there.
So what do you do?
I run. I do the Stairmaster. And then I do heavy weights.
Good, so you
got to get your heart up. And I have been doing it 5 to 6 times a week. You know, it's been a lifestyle change. I've had to fit it in. And I've had to make myself a priority.
There you go. Invest in yourself.
Yes.
There you go. Tom, you work out all the time, right?
A little here, a little there. I just
don't you?
But
do
your
it?
Abs are in the fridge. That's the deal. Your abs are in
God.
The fridge.
No wonder. Okay.
Is that where I need to go get to get
that's
them?
That's right. Abs are in the fridge. It's where the vegetables are.
All right. And also, you're going to love Brian McDonald's going to be joining us from the Rubicon Theater, and he's going to be talking about all the summer classes, but he's a great guy, and we'll find out a little bit more about his education summer program. All right. For really quick, let's just talk about some of our great giveaways.
Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. We also have Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. Quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa off North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. Pete's Breakfast House, have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town. 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Urbane Cafe for a healthy gourmet brunch located at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. You got to have fun. You got to have Rolling Pin Donuts. Located on Las Posas Road, Camarillo.
There you go. And that's all our food to eat. But what about all of our events?
You know, we have so many events coming up. We have the Ghostly Evening Movie Fundraiser on July 20th. See a private viewing of the new Ghostbusters movie at the Movico Theaters in Thousand Oaks. It's all to help assisted. We have 2 tickets for that. We also have Tequila and Taco Music Festival. The Tequila and Taco Music Festival is coming to downtown Ventura. New, bigger location. More tequila, more tacos. My kind of party. Saturday, July 23rd and Sunday, July 24th. We have 2 tickets for that as well. Call 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Give your name, number, and your email, and somebody will call you back.
There you go. Call in right now. We are giving lots and lots of stuff away. So all the way through our show, just call and leave us your name and your number and your email and what you're interested in. And I want to say thank you so much for all the callers we had last week. All right, let's get talking with Shari and Judy. Shari and Judy, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. Did you? I don't know if I've talked to you since I had twins myself. Not myself, but I'm going to take credit for them. My grandchildren, my little grandsons.
Congratulations.
Oh, they're identical and they're so sweet.
This is Shari. I want you to know that I have twin sons, too.
You do? Oh, yes. So you, twins had twins. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. 5 straight generations of twins in our family, so we have a real twinning streak.
Oh, wow. That is so crazy. Now, are you and Shari, are you guys identical?
Yes, we're identical.
And so do you ever trick your husbands, your boyfriends, or any?
Well, we've done every single trick you can
imagine. I figured.
Twins, because we wanted to take advantage of this great gift.
Oh, that is a great gift. I love it. So I know you've been on my show lots of times, and of course now you have the memory book and the memory diet book. Talk to us a little bit about that, and how did you come up with this?
Okay, well, the memory diet is based around the MIND diet, which is the Mediterranean Intervention Neurodegenerative Delay. And that's why they call it MIND, because it's a very complicated sounding words there. But it was done at Rush University in Chicago, where they did a 9-year study and found that by eating a diet that was more plant-based and free of certain foods, which we can talk about, allowed somebody to decrease their chances of getting Alzheimer's by 53%. So basically, this is scientifically based, the book, The Memory Diet, and we have done a ton of research on this. And the other thing that inspired us to write this book is our mother has dementia.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, that's what I was wondering, because we always write something that can usually help a family member or something that our journey is going through.
Yes, well, and one of the things we want to say is that there is no cure for dementia or Alzheimer's. But our book gives hope, because we did 2 years of research on this, and we found that certain foods, certain lifestyle choices, see, 30% in life is genetics, and 70% is lifestyle choices. Mm. And when our mother was diagnosed with dementia, the doctor said specifically to us, she was diagnosed with semantic dementia, they said this was environmentally caused and not genetic. And at first we thought we were kind of relieved, like, oh, good, I'm glad it's not genetic. And then we felt like so horrible, and we thought, what did she do that could have caused this? And then after really examining her lifestyle, we realized, what did she not do? I mean, we could go into a lot of things that can really, for example, our mother, she always had sinus problems, took a lot of antihistamines and Benadryl. These are called anticholinergic drugs, and they increase your chances by over 35% of you taking them daily of getting dementia.
Really? You know what? That's interesting that there are so many things that I just lost my mom back in February, totally unexpected. But my mom, I always called her like doctor, you know, she would prescribe her own and take her off and put her on, and you know, and I was like, mom, that is not safe. Oh honey, you don't, you know,
now I know where you get it from.
I don't.
I don't take any medication.
No, I'm like, I barely take medication. No. And my husband, I'll have a headache and he'll say,
go take honey, something.
And I'm like, no, I'll meditate.
Oh
no, I'm totally the opposite.
Wow.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's because of that, but I just think everything has a side effect.
And it's true, and you know, food can harm and food can heal. And in this on the memory diet, we stick to green leafy vegetables, nuts, berries, beans, whole grains, and olive oil. We talk about the 7 brain boosting foods, and which are the cruciferous vegetables and cabbage, broccoli. They have nutrients that protect against free radicals and keep the blood flowing and remove heavy metals that can accumulate in the brain. The green leafy vegetables like collard, mustard, you know, greens, romaine, they have folic acid, which is really good for the brain, which is a folic, which is B9, and it improves cognitive decline, you know, and slows down the effects of age on the brain. Seeds and nuts, group 3, walnuts, pistachios, sunflower seeds, chia and sesame seeds, They have DHA and EPA, which is the omega fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids. And a lot of times people will say, oh, we've got to eat fish to get that. And fish, unfortunately, a lot of it has mercury, especially the larger fishes, because our waters are polluted. So you can get the DHA and EPA from a lot of the nuts and seeds, and even getting a supplement that's from seaweed, because the fish get the DHA and the omega-3s from the seaweed and the algae in the waters. So
right. Now, Judy and Shari, are you nutritionists? Or I know you're vegetarians.
We have degrees in nutrition and physical education from UCSB.
Okay, you both do. Okay, yeah. Great. And so where do you get all these recipes from?
Oh, well, we're kind of scientists in the kitchen.
Okay, that's what I wondered.
We really love to eat healthy foods, but we want to make sure they taste good.
Right.
So we experiment a lot, and our husbands are excellent guinea pigs, and so are our children, because children will constantly tell you the truth if something tastes good. And we also feel that we have pretty good taste buds.
Right.
So we want to make incredible, delicious recipes in the book that were easy to make, that you could go to the grocery store or any grocery store and find them, not just like a specialty store. And really,
there's some great recipes in here, I have to tell you. I'm just looking through here, and wow, yum. I mean, and they're all good for you?
Oh, excellent. We wouldn't write a book that had recipes.
Well,
that
I mean,
were
but
for
you're
you.
Talking about memory, but what about healthy, too, for your body? That's
well,
what
you
I
know
mean.
What? It's funny you should say that, Kim, because, see, this book could have, even though it's called The Memory Diet, it could have been called The Body Diet, because it's sort of like everything's connected. You know when you're a kid when it says the leg bone's connected to the knee bone and all that kind of stuff? It's like the brain is connected to the colon, is connected to the heart, and all these foods are excellent for every part of the body.
Wow, I love that. Okay.
It's real important. But one of the things that they said when we studied this and the mind diet, that the kind of things to avoid are the red meat, the cheese, the butter, pastries, and fried foods. It's not so bad, because there's really a tremendous amount of great foods out there that people can eat and enjoy. And it's just that a lot of people think I need protein or I need red meat because of iron purposes, but the iron that's in red meat is not healthy for the brain, and it actually accumulates in the brain, and it causes the plaque, so it's not healthy at all. The iron that's found in the red meat.
Right. Now, I know you talk about GMO-free foods, and are organic and GMO foods really better for the brain?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things, when I talked about the colon part, too, genetically modified foods are often sprayed to get rid of the weed killers. It's called Roundup, and in that, it's called glyphosate. And glyphosate takes a toll when ingested on the intestines. And some people think they have food allergies, but really what they're doing is having an allergic reaction to the pesticides. And that's so unhealthy for the brain.
And so basically when Judy says that, if the gut health is not good, the brain health will not be good.
Oh, okay.
They're
that
related.
Makes sense. Yeah, that makes total sense. Shari and Judy, will you stay on with us?
Yeah,
we're going to take a really quick break, and I know you want to mention something.
Yeah, we want to give a shout-out to one of our amazing sponsors, NABOS, National Association of Women Business Owners. Mission is to propel women entrepreneurs into economic, social, and political spheres of power worldwide by strengthening the wealth, creating capacity of our members, and promoting economic development. You can check them out at nabovc.org. That's NABOVC.org.
And actually, July 19th on Tuesday night is their speaker night. It's actually they're bringing in their whole new board. But I'm telling you, if you are a business owner or just an entrepreneur, this is a great, great way to get involved and to meet amazing new people. So I totally recommend it, and I love it. All right, you want to do a quick giveaway?
Yeah, let's do Comedy and Cocktails.
Ooh,
brings
yeah.
to Camarillo the brightest comedians to perform in the intimate confines of Studio Channel Island's Blackboard Gallery. On Friday, July 29th at 7:30 p.m., the studio presents Karen Rontowski and John Dracosta. Host is Camarillo's own Jason Love. Tickets are $15, beer and wine, $5. Join us for a night of laughter, spirits, and great company. But we have two tickets right
there
now.
There you go. Call in right now. I'm telling you, it's over at Channel Islands Art Institute. And, oh, my God, they got first rate there of comedians. So love to share that with somebody. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we are in the 805 right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And I do want to give out our phone number. Our phone number is
805-419-0008, 419-0008.
There you go. And all you have to do is call in all the way through the show. We got so many callers last week. And I'm glad that, I don't know if we are having a disconnect or what, but oh my God, we want to hear from all of you. And I love that. We're talking with Shari Zucker and Judy Zucker right now. And of course, their new book is The Memory Diet. And we're talking a little bit about all these great, great recipes in here. I'm looking at this sweet beet soup. Do you like beets?
I like them more fresh. I don't like them cooked as much.
Okay.
I like them with a little, well, cheese, but
yeah.
It's not good for us.
I know, I know, exactly. So, but now tell me a little bit about this soup, and is it yummy, yummy?
Oh, yeah,
oh, it is so
soup
good.
Is super yummy. And it's just made with beets, which we like to buy foods that are seasonal.
Right.
So beets are really in season right now. But like you know, you mentioned that you can eat them raw, too.
I love raw, too, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's so great for you. Here's the thing. And also we use, like, different herbs and spices in the soups. And you usually do a vegetarian stock, which you can get easily at a grocery store or go to do your Trader Joe's or anywhere around. Everything, like I said, is easy to get. But you can make, in the book, we have a vegetable stock that one can make. And that's really super simple. And we suggest putting different herbs in foods because, for example, brain-boosting herbs are like turmeric, ginger,
basil,
garlic. I mean, garlic is known to reduce tumors in the body, and turmeric is actually from the ginger family, and it helps fight inflammation in the body, and it's so important with the brain. So we talk about that, and when we were cooking things, we do it like a low temperature because
in the book, sweet beet soup, for example, it has black pepper. And black pepper has piperine in it that inhibits the breakdown of neurotransmitters to the brain. So that's probably the most used spice in the world. And when Judy was talking even about turmeric is used in curry powder, and we have some curry type of soups also, and you use it in a lot of our recipes. In India, they have the lowest incidence of Alzheimer's in the world.
Oh,
and
wow.
They've often attributed it to the fact that of that herb. And so instead of using so many times these drugs that people use, we can heal ourselves with a lot of herbs that are out there. And in this soup that has basil, and like Judy had said, the garlic increases the blood flow to the brain. And so the recipes, obviously with 150 recipes, we're totally into them. I mean, we get into even we're salad people. I mean, we have like the hugest salads you could ever imagine in the world when we eat. And so we like the mango sesame noodle salad, the lemon cilantro chia slaw, and the jicama sesame slaw.
Okay, we're hungry already. We always say this. Okay, you got you ladies have to come in here and feed us.
We'd love to. And we have some really great desserts. Here's the thing, too. We, in the book, we talk about AGEs, and that's known as advanced glycation end products. And it's real important because the bottom line is you really don't want to fry or brown your food because it increases the AGEs, and what the AGEs do is they damage the effects of the brain. So you want to limit grilling, broiling, frying, microwaving foods, and reduce the cooking temperatures to 250 degrees. Eat more raw foods, less processed foods. That's why we put these recipes together so people could prepare these foods. A lot of the recipes you can store in the refrigerator up to a week, in the freezer up to 6 months. So they're really, so when you pop them in, when you get that snack attack or you get that, you're too tired to make something, you can have it already made.
So ladies, I actually have a question. I heard a couple of the recipes have noodles in them, and I think a lot of the noodles that are out there in the market now are so overprocessed. I mean, I make fresh noodles, but I find they're overprocessed.
Fresh noodles?
I do.
Really?
We'll talk later.
Okay.
But I find they're overprocessed. Is there a specific? I know you don't probably talk about brands, but what do you look for in a noodle? Because I think that those also can add to being overly processed and having all those byproducts in it.
First of all, we want to commend you for making your own noodles.
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic.
It's actually not that hard.
Wait, what do you make them out of?
Egg and gluten-free flour. And
We use gluten-free. That's an important aspect of what we do, too, because this is our seventh published book, and our two ones prior to this were all on allergy-free cooking, and they found that with the brain in particular, too, that gluten can also increase your chances of getting Alzheimer's or dementia. So all of our recipes are gluten-free. So you'd start with as pure of a grain as you can get, whether it's buckwheat, and believe it or not, buckwheat, you know, it has the name wheat in it. It doesn't actually have wheat in it. But soba noodles. We try to get these type of noodles gluten-free with quinoa and rice. There's so many different types.
Right, quinoa and brown rice or quinoa and corn. There's a lot of these. Like Andean Dream is a quinoa pasta that I use. My son actually has gluten and dairy intolerance. And there's a difference between intolerance and allergies because allergies you can actually die from it. You sort of have that EpiPen. You could have an anaphylactic attack here.
I'm looking at your spaghetti squash. I actually grow that in my garden. And so that's another alternative for spaghetti too, right?
Spaghetti squash is awesome.
Yeah.
And then you know what? That is such a delicious recipe when you put the mushrooms in it and the tomatoes.
I'm looking at that right here. Oh, my God. Okay, ladies. I love your book. I'm going to use it. I'm serious. And I think you've got some really great recipes in there. Where do my listeners find it?
Okay. Well, first of all, we would love the listeners to go to our website, which is doubleenergytwins.com. That's doubleenergytwins.com, one word.
Who has more energy? I'm curious, just a quick question. Who has more energy out of the two of you?
I'm going to say, go ahead.
It's hard to say because we both do, but this was a nickname that was coined to us, and it's actually trademarked now for us.
Good for you.
We were 16 years old, and we wrote our first book.
Our father's a publicist, and he kept on calling us his favorite bookend.
Yeah.
And he called us the Double Energy Twins, and it just stayed with us. But we really do have a lot of energy, and it really is lifestyle choices.
But the DoubleEnergyTwins.com website has the icon for Amazon and for Barnes & Noble there. So they can just click it, and they can get the book.
And New Page Books, which is a publishing company. But basically, you can get it anywhere at all these places.
There you go. Hey, will you give your dad a hug for me, too?
He adores you.
Oh, I love him. Talk about energy. He's the energy bunny, man.
He's going to be 89 years old.
I know. God bless him. He is go, 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 go. And I love it. So I love when I get emails from him. And I love that he shared, both of you with me.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Kim.
Yeah. All right. Well, best to your mom, and thank you for making this book, and keep in touch with me, ladies, and of course, share our show with everyone.
Thank you for having us.
You got it. All right. Talk to you soon. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. We've got Brian McDonald. How are you, Brian?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Are you feeling better?
Yeah.
You had a little hip adjustment,
total
right?
Total hip replacement.
God, yeah,
adjustment.
That's great. I know.
That's a little more than
I know. I was trying to look at the brighter side. Okay, yeah. He was up fast. I'm telling
they
you.
They do nowadays. They don't even. Yeah. They're like that day. Usually,
I
they
know.
Have you up.
Yeah, Brian is amazing. So, anyways, we're gonna talk about Rubicon Theater. We're gonna talk about all the shows coming up, and we just got done this last weekend. How'd that go? It was amazing, right?
It was great.
Yeah,
James and the Giant Peach.
I know. So
much fun and big houses. So yeah.
There you
audiences
go.
Audiences really
love
it.
I love it. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the summer education programs and share those with everybody. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. What can we give away?
You know what? We have Chowder Fest 2nd Annual coming up Saturday, July 30th from 3 to 7, located at the Maritime Museum in Channel Islands. We also have Meadowlark Service League's 29th Annual A Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival. That's July 31st from 1 to 4. We have two tickets for both of those. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Give us your name, number, and an email, and a team member will call you back.
You got it. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show, In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to remind you, if you have a business or an event that you want us to shout out or spread the news about, let us know that. You can call us at 805-419-0008. 419-0008.
And let's give a shout out to one of our amazing sponsors. We have Mortgage Couch, which is ran by Matthew Couch and Shelby Bishop. They offer excellent customer service and believe in helping their customers from start to finish. Their goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, or refinance their home. Plus, all customers get to speak to them directly. You can reach them at mortgagecouch.com. Or their phone number is... we don't have it on there.
Okay,
it's mortgagecouch.com.
There
call.
You go. That's probably the best way to get in touch with them. All right, we'll get that on there
yes,
for
we
you.
Will.
So, but I do want to say that interest rates are like rock bottom.
Well, of course.
And it's time to, you know, refinance.
Thank you,
so,
England.
I know. I know. So anyways, well, welcome, Brian McDonald. And, of course, we're going to be talking about Rubicon Theater and, of course, your journey there and everything that you've done. And I love your, you know, I always say I love your inspiration and all the hard work that goes into it. So for anybody that is maybe just tuning in with us, tell us a little bit about you, Brian.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'm a little disappointed, though, because, you know, this whole memory diet thing, I thought maybe I'd get to try a few, you know,
I know. We'll get her in here next time, I promise
we
you.
Can have
I
a
know.
Little tasting.
Give us a year, and then we'll have an actual show where we can cook.
That's what we're working at. Yeah.
There'll be a lot of,
we'll be there.
Oh, yummy. I guess can't really do that on the radio.
I know, yeah.
It'd be rude. Hear me chewing on food.
Yeah, just hear it sounds, little that's, odd.
Yeah, there you go. God, I love it. So.
No, but yeah, oh gosh, this sounds fantastic.
Isn't it? Are you, do you like to cook?
You know, no, no.
At least he's honest.
I don't. You know, in fact, the quicker, the easier, the better. But, you know, I do like to try and eat healthy. So, you know, juicing is a big thing for me. And
I'm not a nice person on juicing.
No,
I need some substance.
Yeah.
Well, not just that alone, you know, but it really does make a huge difference.
It does.
You know, in your skin and your just energy. The
yeah.
Whole
no,
thing.
It's really about, you know, what you eat is what you are.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I go in waves, you know,
yeah,
like
we all do.
I'll do, you know, be healthy. Yeah. And then it's like, I just walk out of the house having coffee.
I know. What I was just saying is my husband and I just gave up our coffee. Okay.
Oh, why?
Well, not our coffee, because I don't drink just like really healthy coffee. I drink like the DaVita coffee. Okay.
No, no, no.
So we're going to get back to our coffee. But you know what? This morning I actually just had a protein drink. Okay. And, you know, and it's funny. I guess I need protein because I had like so much energy and, you know.
Yeah. My regimen every morning is a double espresso with a little whole milk and then my tea,
and then
I'm a happy man.
And then what do you have for lunch?
Tea.
Yeah. And then what do you have for dinner?
Oh,
tea.
Then I eat actually a very sensible dinner.
Okay.
A lot of
so
vegetables,
is that all
protein.
You have in the morning
pretty much. I know.
Okay,
I
so
know.
Yeah,
it works for
so,
me.
Yeah,
everybody's different.
I know. Yeah, you're
right. I don't know. You know, believe in all that. Everybody's the same. You know, it works for me. I'm happy. I'm down 10 pounds. So
there you go. That's it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right.
I'm
well, let's
feisty
get.
Today.
I guess so. I like it. All right. So Brian, tell us what's going on at Rubicon.
Well, you know, summer is taken over by our young thespians every summer. And I started here in 2002, started with a musical theater program in the summer. And we wanted to, as a professional theater company, we wanted to give students a real professional atmosphere and a real, I guess, intensive. You know, so they're there from Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. And so we started out with 16 kids that year, and now we have over 150 kids that come out through the summer, and we have 5 different performance programs. And
so what age do they start at, too? I know you said you just got rid of, like, and now you're getting the older ones, but what do they start at?
We start at age 5.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a group that's age 5 to 7, and then 8 to 12. And then I think 9 to 14, and then 14 to 24 are the other groups.
See, I think. Oh, wait, 14 to 20. Oh, no, I still can't do it. I was like, wait a minute.
No. You know what, though? I do teach adult acting classes that are really fun. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I just think that that would help you in so many levels of your life. You
it
know?
Does. Yeah. Most of the people that come in that are adults, you know, they're dabbling in it, they're interested in it, or they just kind of find acting fascinating. They want to find out about it. And I have in that class, I'll have really students up to 75, I think, was the oldest student that we had.
Well, I love it because I have a lot of the Rubicon guests in here, right?
Yeah.
And when I see them and I talk to them in here, they're just talking just like us. Then I go and see the play. I'm like, oh my gosh, how did they, you know, I mean, they just mold into whoever they're supposed to be. And that's such a gift.
Yeah. 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 It's amazing to see the transformation that happens with the students in such a short period of time. You know, I've just countless stories of how this work just sort of changes them, either bringing them out of their shell giving them more confidence, you know, being a part of something with a team that, just makes you feel like you have a place to belong. And I think a lot of these kids in schools find a hard time, you know, find a hard, you know, sort of group of people that they can connect with. And here you've got a lot of students that sort of find that common interest and
right.
can, you know, can bond. And
but
so
I think there's a gift in it. And what I see the gift is, you know, when you walk into an awkward situation, you could actually go into, you know, like kind of go into your play mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And go, I'm just going to get through this.
Yeah.
I also think it, you know, it teaches you that you don't have to like everybody, but you have to get along and you have to play well with others.
That's
and
great.
Then life will create this play or this, you know, yeah. musical or whatever. Yeah. You don't have to like the person next to you, but you got to perform with them.
Exactly. Yeah. I used to say that to my kids about teachers. No, seriously, because they'd be like, Mom, get me out of this class. She is so mean. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, well, guess what? You're not going to meet all nice people in this world. So you're going to have to figure out how to work with it. And they're like, are you serious? But you always take care of me on everything. I'm like, not in this one. Mm-hmm. You need to work around that situation. And that's really, you know, when you walk into a group setting at work, right? And there's one person that's going to tell you what to do and you go, okay.
Yeah.
Let me figure out how I'm going to work through this situation.
Well, that's why we're our own bosses.
I know. They're exactly.
I remember we were doing Our Town one year and there was one student who was very new to acting and he came in and it was really hard for him because, you know, walking and talking was kind of a challenge. Like he'd be doing the action or whatever it was given. It was a lot of miming of stuff. And then he would sort of forget his lines. And I could see that the other actors that were having to work with him were getting a little frustrated, you know. And for me, it was like an opportunity for us to talk about each of us, our challenges and sort of how we together can support each other.
Right.
So rather than, you
point
know
out what's
right and make it an embarrassing sort of situation, it was sort of like, as a troop here, we have to pull together because every single person is important, you
well,
know
yeah, you're only as strong as your weakest link.
Yeah.
And if you're not helping your weakest link be stronger, then you're at fault as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so by doing that, then there was this incredible mm-hmm. shift in a very short period of time, like really in just a couple of minutes. And then there was this huge shift and the whole dynamic of the room
because
changed.
Because they no longer felt like they were an inadequate. They felt
right.
like they...
Let's help this guy.
Not
yeah.
only that,
bring him.
That student, but the students around him.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. when you go and volunteer, you go and help, right? Mm-hmm. You feel better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know,
So, but really, like, my favorite story was I did this program over on the Avenue at E.P. Foster one year, and it was like eight classes after school for an hour, and we did this 10-minute play about the gold rush, and this was with students. It was 30 students. I think it was second to fifth grade. Now, that's, you know, I had never actually at that time dealt a lot with that age group. And so at one point I made the big mistake of like, okay, here's your script of 9 pages. Everyone take one and pass it around. And the whole rest of the class became, you know, because all the pages were all over the place. And I was like,
count,
okay, holding a page up, does everybody have this page? And, you know, so.
I love it.
But there was this one girl who was playing, it was sort of a play within a play, and she was playing heckler number two. And at the end of the play, she sort of jumps out, you know, from her audience seat and resolves the play. And so I start talking to her about Greek theater and how Deus Machina, the Greek god, would come down and resolve, and that this is where this idea came from. And she looked at me and she said, "You mean like a hero?" And I said, yeah, like a hero.
Like, right over,
and of course, the tears are welling up in my eyes. And she looks at me and she goes, "I didn't know I was going to be a hero."
Oh, just gave me like, yeah.
I know. Oh. So I went into the, you know, little elementary school bathroom and, you know, try to.
Oh, I love it. You know, and this, you probably really just make such an impression on all these kids. And for so many different levels and so many different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we do have different levels of programming, and the students for the performance shows, like for our theater camp, which are middle school, high school and college age students. Those programs we do by audition because they are intensive. You know, there is a great challenge there. But we also have it, you know, we will accept those students, you know, when they come in, because it's also first and foremost an educational experience.
Yeah.
So you have kids of a lot of ages. And for me, what I've found is that, you know, you have to just listen to them. You know, you kind of have to really listen to what it is that they need, because they're not necessarily always able to communicate that, because they don't really even know.
Yeah, and it's hard for us to communicate.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, no, I mean.
So each student is, you know, given that individual attention and, you know, encouraged to step outside of their comfort zone as much as possible, mm-hmm. which is a scary place to be. But once you've gone there, you realize, oh, wow, okay, this starts to feel more comfortable, and there's more confidence. Yeah. And
you're building their confidence. That's such a great thing. We're going to take a really quick break. I do want to give away a set of tickets to the Rubicon. Tell us what's the next one that we can send some.
Well, our next two shows is Twelfth Night, or What You Will, by, of course, William Shakespeare. So they just started rehearsals today.
Okay.
And that's July 29th through July 31st. It's one weekend of performances. And then after that, that's the Tony Award-winning musical 2008, In the Heights, which, do you know who created that?
No.
It's Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is the creator of Hamilton, which, of course, you know.
Just stepped down.
Yeah,
but can't get tickets for that. So
nope.
People have to come see In the Heights, which is a fantastic show. That's August 5th through August 13th. So, we can give some tickets away for those.
All right, so call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We've got tickets to the Rubicon, one of my favorite places, and I'd love to share them with you. Call us and leave your name and number, and let us know. Rubicon, and one of the team members will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Oh, we need to change that subject.
I think there's a Who's Your Daddy thing.
I know.
Oh,
gosh.
Okay.
Or what? You're a brother from another mother. No.
Right turn.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. And of course, I am Kim. And of course, we're here with Chad and Tom and Brian McDonald from Rubicon Theater Company. And we're talking about their great, amazing education summer program. You run it, don't you, basically?
Yeah.
And you do such a great job. You know what I wanted to, how do you know if your kids would be interested, or is it just something like, I remember I
just try
to,
it. Just go.
Try this on.
Well, a lot of people come for different reasons. They think that either, you know, maybe their child is has social issues, and so they feel like this kind of work might be able to help them. Or there are the kids that are running around singing and dancing all the time, and they just need a place to to do it, you know.
That's true.
Everybody's running around singing Frozen. I think I should put my kid into a program.
Is that how you were, Brian, when you were young?
I mean, I was a little strange, I think. You know, like I definitely played by myself all the time with like little action figures. You know, I had Smurfs and Star Wars figures sort of combined.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
And I created all these little scenarios. Trolls? Yes, trolls, absolutely. I had my little troll with the hair and all that. I'm very excited for that movie to come out.
Did you cut all their hair off?
No.
Okay.
No.
I did. Because that's what my hairstylist
Look
right?
at you.
Although I was a little bit of a pyro. So, you know, we would have little model airplanes and stuff, and I'd put a little thing of gasoline and I'd light it on fire and throw the. I was into disaster movies. So, if there was a hurricane, I came from Long Island. So, if there was a hurricane, I was out in the middle of the hurricane, like in some disaster movie, and throwing myself into the pool. And
oh, God. I love it. Wow.
I'm glad he didn't burn the house down.
I know.
Exactly. Jumping off there. But I think, yeah, for me, I mean, my mom, she, I guess, recognized that there was something
odd. No.
Something going on.
Just kidding.
Well,
no.
Okay, so here's a funny story. So when we were sitting there looking at my aunt's slides, which, you know, I guess I was maybe 18 at the time, and we're looking at all these slides from when I was really, really little, and there's these series of Halloween pictures, and, you know, there's my cousin Billy and my brother on one side and me, and so there's these series of pictures, and we're looking, oh, yeah, I remember I was Rudolph, I was Woody Woodpecker or this or that, and then there's this one picture that comes up, and I can, oh, there's my cousin Billy, yeah, he's a bum, and there's my brother, and he's Casper the Friendly Ghost, and I'm like, wait, who's that little girl in the middle? And my aunt says,
was you.
That's you, silly. Don't you remember? You were Shirley Temple.
Oh, God.
So
funny.
I can't even imagine that my parents allowed me to do that.
Well,
but they
I have
did.
To tell you, my boys, my son that races, he was always a cheerleader.
Of course.
And he would go and put, you know, balloons.
I'll show you pictures when we go on commercial break.
But it was crazy because I'm best friends with the principal now, right? And she said, I was worried, you know, I don't know if we just only had girl clothes because girl Halloween clothes, you know, but anyways, it was just funny. He had no problem with it. He was like, oh, loved it.
Have some killer legs.
See, there you go.
You know, you got to work what you got.
There you go.
I just think that, you know, it's great for parents to let their kids explore and have fun and, you know, listen to really what they want, you know, instead of being afraid of what other people are going to do or say
or
about
think,
them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because the child doesn't really care. There's no sort of sense of that. And the moment I think that starts to be put into play, you know, the sense of worry about what people are going to say or think about you, that becomes a predominant idea that's really hard to break.
I agree. I mean, with social media nowadays, I never thought I would say this growing up, but when I was younger, you know, you hear your parents say that when you're, but it truly is each generation, you're just like, ouch, wow, okay, social media now, you know, you can now get bullied being at home where it used to be home was the
safe zone. Yeah, right? That is so,
so
true.
Now there's programs like this that these are safe zones. So this is amazing.
And it's also like, you know, there are challenges sometimes like where I think there was a show where a student had to kiss. It was like a little joke. It was, you know, had to kiss his little, like he goes to kiss the princess and instead he turns around and he ends up kissing his sidekick on the head or something like that, you know. And there was concern, you know, from the parents that, you know, he doesn't, you know, that he would be made fun of or whatever, you know. And these moments arise and it sort of creates a wonderful opportunity to sort of have that discussion rather than fear about the kind of unknown or the possibility of that, but to sit down and really talk about it, you know, and have it be a good lesson.
Brian, we are almost at the end, but where do people I know. I love having you in here. Where do people find out more about your programs and, you know, can they still sign up or?
Well, this summer, no. All the summer programs are full.
Okay, but they can come and see the shows,
you know
what?
There is a great class that we have, though, for sort of older students, I would say college adult students, that Sherry Steinkellner is teaching. It's a writing class. It's called How to Find the Funny. And so for any writers out there, they can certainly sign up for that. It's a one-day workshop,
like
4 hours. And so that'll be a lot of fun. Sherry Steinkellner, it was a co-writer on Cheers and is Emmy and Tony nominated Golden Globe
writer.
Can you
give out the website?
I can.
Okay.
So it's 805-667-2900 is the phone number. And our website is RubiconTheater.org, and theater is T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
I know, the old fat or the English way, I guess.
Yeah,
I
that's
know,
what
right?
people say, but you know what? According to the Associated Press, theater R-E is the art form, and E-R would be the building.
Well, thank you, Brian.
So there you go. Now we've
he
learned
just
something.
Educated us.
I love it. All right. Well, again, always a pleasure having you
thank
on,
you
talking
so
to you,
much.
Chad. You're going to stay with me until the next hour.
I am.
And Tom, and of course, Brian McDonald from Rubicon Theater Company. Go check out all their theaters. We are at the end of this hour. We've got a whole nother hour for you, and I hope that you stay with us. And of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. With that, you've been listening to the first part of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.